Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The ranching business is oftentimes gripped by tragedies in the environment, market swings, and world events that no one can control. This is Red Steagall, and I'm planning on seeing you at the big event in Canadian, Texas, called the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference. It's on Tuesday, April 25th. Get your tickets now. To get in on some of the best information for ranchers anywhere, call 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
This year's hard red winter wheat crop has seemed to have moved along much quicker than most farmers around the state would have anticipated. Our farm director Ron Hayes invited Mark Hodges of Plains Grains to visit him in studio this week and discuss the current condition of this crop. According to him, in some areas of the state, cutting could potentially begin in just a matter of a few weeks.
Really, it's a symptom of how this crop developed. Of course, last fall we got a fairly good stand, got root development, got tillers, but then we didn't really get any moisture until about a month ago when it started raining, and of course it was a little late south of I-40. Mm-hmm. You can tell that just by the stature of the crop. It's short, which usually equates out to shorter heads, less berries bred, those kind of things. And of course, when the plant came out of dormancy, if it ever was in dormancy, as warm as we were, but when it came out of dormancy and went erect and got the first hollow stem, by that time the size of the head, the number of kernels, potential per head, and those kind of things were determined. And we had a lot of drought up to that point, at least south of I-40. Now, north of I-40, because those plants were not as far along physiologically, the rain did them a lot more good. And, of course, further north you go, probably the higher the potential is going to be in the state.
Hodges says a lot can be told about this year's crop just by looking at it, particularly the effects that drought and warm weather has had on it. He believes yield potential will be down this year, but he says grazing has had just as much to do with that as the weather.
I know just visually when I've driven around the state, producers probably left cattle on another 2 to 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks longer than they probably should have. But it's pretty hard to argue that when you look at the price of wheat and you look at the price of cattle, and they're still going to have enough wheat production to go back with seed, so, and maybe that's their intent.
Furthermore, Hodges believes there is more to this crop's condition than meets the eye. Despite whatever unknown factors are at play here, Hodges says that taking all things into consideration, there still remains a good chance for a decent harvest.
I really do think there's other things going on with the crop that maybe we haven't identified, but I also think that because of the warmer conditions during the winter, the plant just doesn't develop as maybe it has traditionally in the past. So, again, I don't know what all is going on there, but I do think there's a factor there. But right now, I'm kind of hoping for an average crop. I think that the potential's there depending on what happens from here till harvest, obviously. But right now I'm looking at somewhere below 100 million bushels, probably.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Be sure to catch Mark Hodges, though, this weekend on KWTV News 9 when he joins our farm director, Ron Hayes, during his weekly In the Field segment, Saturday morning at 6:40 a.m. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.